Penguin Random House Audio presents Atlantia by Ali Condi. Read for you by Rebecca Soler. Chapter 1. My twin sister Bay and I pass underneath the brown and turquoise banners hanging from the ceiling of the temple. Dignitaries perch on their chairs in the gallery, watching, and people crowd the pews in the nave. Statues of the gods adorn the walls and ceiling, and it seems as if they watch us too. The temple's largest and most beautiful window, the rose window, has been lit from behind to simulate the effect of sunlight through the panes. The glass shines like a blessing, amber, green, blue, pink, purple. The colors of flower petals above, of coral formations below. The minister stands at the altar, which is made of precious wood carved in an intricate pattern of straight lines and swirls, of waves that turn into trees. Two bowls rest on top of the altar, one filled with salt water from the ocean that envelops our city, one filled with dark dirt brought down from above. Bay and I wait in line with the other youth our age. I feel sorry for everyone else, because they don't have a brother or a sister to wait with them. Twins aren't very common in Atlantia.
"Do you hear the city breathing?" Bay whispers.
I know she wants me to say that I do, but I shake my head. What we hear isn't breathing. It is the never-ending sound of air pumping through the walls and out into the city so that we can survive. Bay knows that, but she's always been a little...